This is the Texas Standard.
Prospect of war grabbing popular attention in ways that we all know can overshadow other important news like this one. Hadn't received nearly the sort of attention it might otherwise. It's a new investigative report from the Pulitzer Prize-winning team at ProPublica, this time an in-depth look at hate crimes in Texas. 45 states, including the Lone Star State, have some kind of law criminalizing bias-motivated violence against others. If those laws mean anything, however, shouldn't one expect to see convictions? Do you remember the last time you heard of a hate crime conviction in these parts? Ryan Katz is a reporter who investigated what's been happening in Texas for ProPublica. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Brief history here. What laws are on the books for Texas regarding hate crimes? I think some might not even realize that there are any hate crime laws on the books in Texas.
Yeah, so the James Byrd Jr. Act was passed in 2001, and that provides hate crime protections for certain categories of people in Texas. Those are race, color, disability, national origin, religion, age, gender, or sexual preference.
Okay, so they've been on the books for a while. When you started looking into how hate crimes are prosecuted, what'd you come across?
So we sort of were tracking hate crime prosecutions from 2010 to 2015, and we found that over that time period, there were nearly 1,000 hate crime incidents, potential hate crime incidents in the state of Texas.
That were reported as possible hate crimes.
Right. So those were incidents that were recorded by police as potential hate crimes.
Uh-huh.
And then it's up to the prosecutors to bring what is known as a sentencing enhancement to those crimes when they are prosecuting them.
Of those, forgive me for interrupting, but of those 1,000 or so, almost 1,000 cases, how many of those were actually ended in hate crime convictions?
Out of those, we could find only 8 that ended up in hate crime convictions.
Only
it's possible
8.
There are more out there. But that's what we could find.
Why so low? I mean, the experts that you spoke with, the attorneys, the prosecutors, 8 in 5 years?
It's hard for prosecutors often to prove the intent of the accused. You sort of have to now get into somebody's head to prove their motivation. So that is one reason. A lot of people say as well that in a lot of these cases, there's no suspect that is ever arrested. So, for example, in Travis County, over that time period, we found that about more than half of the cases did not actually find a suspect. And then there's often little training as well. Texas does not mandate or fund training for police, for example, to help build successful hate crime cases.
So from the outset, what you have to do is have to have police who know what evidence to look for, because hate crime requires a kind of specific mental intent, right? I mean, that's makes it doubly difficult for prosecutors who are trying to deal with the underlying crime and winning a conviction there. Now they've got to, I think someone in your article said, get into the head of the alleged perpetrator.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of times investigators will look for things that are said during the commission of a crime, a background of hatred of participating in certain groups. But oftentimes that can be dicey when it comes to the courtroom. So it can be difficult.
As you talk to people who are the architects of hate crime laws in Texas, what do they say about your findings?
I mean, I think that one of the major reasons why the law was passed was to send a message to the community. It's kind of, in some lawmakers' minds, it was sort of a statement legislation where they want to say, okay, we are sending a message to communities that hate crimes will not be tolerated. And a few people that I talked to said that, well, the lack of convictions kind of undermines that message.
Is there a remedy? Is there a way to turn things to favor greater number of prosecutions or pie in the sky?
Well, sort of depends on who you talk to. A lot of prosecutors and law enforcement officials would like to see greater training for police and prosecutors to be able to identify these cases when they come in. And hopefully that should bring up the numbers a bit. But we'll see. There's a hate crimes bill in front of the legislature right now, and that would be to extend hate crime provisions to police officers or law enforcement officials, first responders. So that's a little bit different. We'll see what happens.
Ryan Katz is a journalist who's been reporting on the lack of hate crime convictions across Texas for ProPublica. We'll have a link to his story, texasstandard.org. Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thank you.